Well, welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. It is officially Big Brother 28 season. I did do my first impressions of this cast, but it was at 3 a.m. and honestly, my thoughts were all over the place. And so I had to bring in a professional. I had to bring in a winner. I had to bring in someone who's going to be really good at this. And I know a lot of people are excited. So it's the one and only winner of season 4, June Song. Hi, June.
Hi. I tried to be a little sexy for you today. Look at my décolletage.
You look hot as always.
The last time we met, I was like, oh my God, I really look like someone's mom. And so I was like, let me look a little sexier today.
You look great as always. How is Noah? How is he doing?
Noah's great. He is healthy and super skinny because he's going through his teenage phase, growth spurt, wanting to be athletic and same hair as all the other boys in his class, like that messy camel llama look. But he's good. Cool.
Okay. I love it. Is he into Big Brother still, or do you guys watch together? What's the deal with him in TV these days?
He's into it as much as I'm into it. So he won't watch it if I'm not watching. So last summer we didn't watch, we didn't follow, and we didn't follow the previous season either. So I'm not that familiar with Angela, but I did see her infamous calling out that Matt guy and making a scene. So I think she's good TV, but anyway, we'll get into that later.
Yes, we will. Okay. Yeah. Before we dive into everyone, we're going to go through each person. I'm curious, did you watch Survivor 50?
I don't watch Survivor. I think I used to watch a few seasons way back in the day. And then I kind of stopped watching. I think I'm just Big Brother, true to myself at heart, a BB fan. I'm not that much into Survivor or The Amazing Race. Loved Traitors. I want to be on Traitors, but no, I didn't watch Survivor 50, so I don't know who that guy is, but I do know who D is because I watched The Challenge.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely get into that. Okay. So you don't watch Survivor, but interesting. You still watch The Challenge because I fell off The Challenge for a while. I got to be honest. I don't know.
I did. And then I got back on it because Noah was I think I want to try to watch this. And I was like, really? And so we started watching all the old seasons and then all up to the newest season. And he's really into it. And I'm like, wow, very surprising. Yes. Did not expect that from him. But I guess because he's young, he's into that demographic more than I would be. But we've been having a great time watching and judging.
Yes, always judging, which is what we're going to do today. So you did your homework a little bit. I saw you tweet. You did your homework on these house guests.
I did. I did my homework when everyone came out yesterday. I even made a spreadsheet because I'm a nerd, just to keep track of everything and keep my notes about people as I learn stuff about them. And then I made a top 3 prediction thing, but it might have changed since because I've watched some of their extra interview videos and some people I'm just not impressed with anymore. But yes, I did do my homework.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. I mean, my first impression wasn't great, but it was also 3 a.m, like I said. So we'll go through each person, chat about it. And then obviously we'll talk about the returning players. But yeah. Okay. Let me add to my screen. I don't know how this is. We're probably going to look pretty small here, but I got to fix this. Fine. Okay, guys, so let's dive right in and go to Ashley here. Well, I think we're going in alphabetical order.
Before we do that,
yes,
can we just say overall that when I first saw all their faces on one screen, I was like, why? It looked almost AI generated because they all looked old and not age old, but they all looked more I don't know if familiar is the right word or just, I don't know. The pictures looked a little bit more nostalgic than today, 2026. And maybe it has to do with the fact that most of them remind us of previous cast members. But maybe that's because we've just had so many of them, or maybe because they typecast every season. But they all looked really just not fresh to me. So I just want to get that out there.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, there were a couple people that were clear, like carbon copies, I feel like, of other players that we could get into. And so,
yeah,
I also think the headshots are feeling old school, maybe a little bit, in terms of just like, also, I hate when they do zoom ins of some people and not of the others. One guy's shirtless. Oh, yeah. Talk about.
I know. And I'm like, how can we have to see this person's like belly, but we don't get to see this person's belly? Like, it just, yeah, you're right. They're all like, it's a little bit messy.
Let's dive in. We'll start with Ashley, 24. I think she's from Chicago. She's a bartender. And what else do we know about her? She says she grew up watching Big Brother. She wants to backstab people because she can't do it in real life. She wants to lean into her villain era because if people grind her gears. Biggest misconception is that she's a box of rocks dumb, but she's smarter than she appears. So I think my first impression of her was just like a lot of Gen Z lingo. Like, she had abbreviations for everything, which I think would drive me nuts, but very bubbly, whatever. I think a lot of these people are cast to be in a showman's because they kept pushing that. But what were your thoughts on Ashley?
Yeah, I think this is going to be the season of showmances. I think we're going to have the most showmances ever. And whether that's like people who get together and stay throughout the season or stop and then hook up with someone else, like, I think there's going to be lots of showmances this season. Ashley is like one of the few people, I think, who is actually bubbly versus a lot of these people who describe themselves as like bubbly and outgoing. I think she's entertaining. I think she's gorgeous, beautiful. I don't think she has a chance in the actual game because she says that she's been watching this game since she was a kid. A lot of them are saying this. Although I'm like, when you were a kid, I was probably pushing out my son. So like, it's all very relative, you know?
For sure.
But she said something about wanting to be in like a power alliance that kind of railroads everyone in the house. And I'm just like, no, that's so boring.
Boring.
And that's so lame. So yeah, I don't have that much hope for her. I like her as a person. I think she'd be fun. But as far as game goes, I don't see her winning at all.
No, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like she was cast. She's very beautiful. She's very bubbly. Again, the showman's thing, I feel like they're pushing that really hard. I agree with you. I think this is going to be a couple season, which is probably going to drive me nuts.
Me too.
Which kind of makes me happy about like people like Devins and Angela in there, because maybe I feel like that we'll talk about them. But yeah, I just think Ashley, unfortunately, is probably just going to be a number for someone else for a while and link up with a guy.
And again, and we've had bartenders and VIP.
Waitresses.
And like, I think the one person that got really far was, oh my God,
Portia.
Yes, Portia. But I think she's an outlier. I think.
Yes.
I don't think she'll do. I don't think Ashley will do well.
And again, just disclaimer, because I don't need people coming for me. this is impersonal. This is literally, these are characters on TV shows at this point. We don't know
assessments.
Them.
No,
these are just assessments.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, I think we're both kind of on the same page about Ashley. Do we think she'll be like is she first boot material or not that level?
I don't think she's at that level because she's so beautiful. And I think some of these guys will want to keep her around, so they won't just like vote her off the bat. But I don't see her getting to jury.
All right. This next one is interesting because Barrett, he's 27. He lives in Texas. He's an engineer. I think he's probably the biggest super fan on the cast. He's been watching Feed since he was 8, which I don't know if is appropriate. he says he'll showmance the entire house. Basically, I think he's going to do what it takes. He admits he gives away his emotions on his face, which I can relate to. But I actually have met Barrett before at events. Barrett is a diehard fan.
Yeah.
Funny enough, there's a photo of him floating around and Angela's in it. So he's very much aware of Angela too. So what do you think of Barrett? What was your first impressions of him?
He's actually one of my top three likely to win if he can tone things down a bit, because I know that super fans tend to just like either like freeze, deer in headlights, oh my God, and like freak out and do poorly, or they do make it, but they're just super annoying. But I think he's a different species. I don't think he's just a super fan. I think he's like kind of like this walking wiki, BB wiki of sorts. And so because he knows so much, I have really high hopes for him. He did say he's willing to show us the whole house, blah, 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 blah. And I am actually looking forward to watching him play because I think he gets it. And I think he understands the structure and format of the game as well. So he knows like how to work the cameras and how to work the mirrors and all of the diary room sessions. So I'm actually excited to watch him play.
I agree. I think sometimes super fans go in there and it's it could be a little annoying. I think he seems self-aware, and funny enough, some of his friends have reached out to me because I was like, is he gonna, he's a big fan of Angela. He's a big fan of the game. They said he'll downplay his fandom. Like he'll read the room, which I'm happy about. I think he is smart enough to do that. And so I agree with you. I'm very high on Barrett. I think
me too. He's actually, after last night, he climbed to number one.
Okay. He might be my number one too, other than, well, I'm rooting for some returning players, but like in terms of newbies, he's definitely my number one.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it. Okay. Chuck, 27, Texas, supply chain analyst. What do we know about Chuck? Mitzi plans to lie.
He's missing a C in his name. He's missing a letter in his name. So already I was like, I actually thought it wasn't Chuck until I heard him speak in his video. I thought it was like Shook or something cooler.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Chuck? Okay.
That's honestly, that's my brother's name, so it freaks me out. All right, let's see. What did he say? He said he plans to lie. He keeps talking about growing up with four sisters and aligning with the women. Mm-hmm. We've heard this before. Doesn't want to reveal how athletic he is. He's very analytical, data-driven. I'll be honest. He's giving first boot energy to me.
I mean, the first thing I noticed about him, okay, first of all, you can't hide your athleticism because look at your body. But secondly, he was like just talking with his hands. And I was like, are you okay? Is he okay?
He's nervous.
He was nervous because in one of his longer interviews, like his voice gave out because he was just like trying so hard. And I went through his Instagram feed. Oh, I also went through everyone's LinkedIn, if they had a LinkedIn, because I'm like, I went through his Instagram feed and he's like a vlogger type person, but he's not like out there fun, obnoxious, like Josh. He takes himself very seriously. Like I was going through his reels and I was like, is this for real? But he takes himself way seriously. So I think this is just an act that he's putting on for us. So I'm curious to see if the real Chuck comes out in the house.
What kind of reels is he doing? Like, what is the content about?
Like get ready with me, face care, beauty care. And then another one was about what he was eating. And another one was about working, like very similar to just what people do on a daily vlog basis, but they were all very serious. There was zero humor. All of the music soundtrack was like very like serious and hard hitting rap songs. And I was like, where's this other character that we're seeing this like really over, like what's going on?
That's totally not what I got from his videos. So that's wild. He definitely went into casting and was like, here's my archetype. I'm just going to lean in, get my cowboy hat. I'm here.
Gosh, I did not get that. I did not get that.
Like, was he a fan? I don't think he said he was a fan, right?
Or I think he said 5 years, which means probably two.
Yes. That means two. That means he watched 26, 27. He probably knows Angela, probably, that'll be interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see him going far. I definitely don't see him winning.
No. And I don't see him getting to showmance unless it's with maybe Haley. But yeah.
Okay. She's like 29. She kind of gives off older energy, like older, mature energy to me, which we'll get to her. So like I don't even know if he might even be too young for her. Just in terms of like personality, he gives off a little in his videos again.
But it's that supply chain thing in him. And like, you know, like just how serious he came off in his videos. And yeah, what he does as an occupation is like super boring, which is kind of like similar to Haley, I think, because she does operations. So I think they might be a match made in heaven.
I agree. I didn't, and we'll get to Haley. I didn't fully understand what her job was, which again, we'll get to it.
I looked her up. So yeah.
Ooh, oh my God. I can't wait. This is exactly why I had you here. You're an investigator. Oh gosh. Does Chuck wear cowboy hats a lot on his social media, or is this
just... No, never. I was like, who is this? He's putting on some sort of like caricature. And I think in the contracts it says that you can't like portray yourself as someone you're not. But that's why I think he really has like some sort of like split personality, and maybe that's what we'll learn about him.
Okay.
Chuck the cowboy and Chuck the rapper.
Supply chain analyst. Yeah. Oh, Chuck. We'll see. Drew. Is he the youngest? He's 22, from California, surgical dental assistant. He said his mom learned English by watching Big Brother. He calls himself a hybrid fan. He watches. Yeah. He said he's gonna kind of adapt. He doesn't have a strategy going in, which I don't hate. Obviously, I hate when
people answer. Actually,
yes, me too.
Everyone else is like, I'm gonna be everyone's friend, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I have an XYZ plan, which we'll talk about that person that said that. I'm like, you don't know what you're getting into. Just go in there and adapt. Like, I do think that's he mentioned something about his hairstyle, the Druth. I don't know if I.
Yeah, he thinks it's going to be the next like TikTok hairstyle. So he's another like very young, youthful player. The last night I didn't like him very much. Today I like him a little more. And that's because I watched a little bit more of his videos and I thought that he had more thoughtful answers. And he had the answers of someone who actually did watch Big Brother for an extended period of time. And I know he said that he didn't watch feeds all the time, and it seemed like he was apologetic about it. But it seems like he does understand the game. And so I actually appreciated his answers. And I think he's very mature for his age, actually.
Yeah, I think the first videos that we saw, I was just like, he just gave off like very like young TikTok guy energy, but you're
Disney,
right. Oh, exactly. Like almost like child star vibes. But I think he did his homework based on what I'm starting to see. I do agree with you. I think he did his homework. He also was on Beast Games. Did you know that? I didn't know this.
I didn't know that. Oh,
so he's been on TV before. So,
okay. Interesting. I did watch some of it with Noah, of course.
Okay.
But it just seemed so scripted at some point. And so we were like, oh, screw it.
I know. I fell off.
But now that I can totally see that. But he's also a surgical dental assistant at 22. So that's a pretty serious job. But because he mentioned TikTok and how he wants, you know, his hair routine, I'm just like, maybe he is on here for the exposure and visibility. But I think less than some other people.
Some others.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also said he graduated summa cum laude. He didn't know what that meant, but he knew it was good.
He's just kidding. He must know. Yeah. He has to know. Yeah. His mom must have been so proud.
For sure. You get like a whole certificate. You get a whole thing at your graduation. So
I was magna cum laude, so he beat me.
I thought magna was the best one. I don't know.
No, summa is the best one.
Okay. I was the one below that. I was like the third level one, whatever.
Okay.
I don't remember. How do we think Drew will do?
I think that as long as I think he'll be okay, at least for like the first few evictions, because he's young and he might be seen as the little brother type. I can see him like having crushes on some of the older ladies. He did say that it's not like he's looking for a showman's, but that maybe his mom wouldn't mind if he did bring home a good girl, which reminds me of Corey in America type thing. There's no one as young as he is, maybe Mallory at 24, but, or even Melody, I guess. But yeah, I think he'll do okay. He seems to be pretty grounded, but entertaining. So.
Mm. Okay. Here we got Haley. She's 29. A telemedicine exec. Yeah. She said something about hormone therapy, peptides, something like that.
Yeah. And weight loss, like okay. all of it. Everything, okay. all the things that I think people want to do to improve their outer appearance.
Oh,
when I hear telemedicine, that. I'm like, I'm just triggered by the word telemedicine because I did try like this stint as a telemedicine cold caller, selling weight loss, like GLP-1. Triglycerides or whatever the hell it is. And I was like, this is all so shady. And so when I saw telemedicine, I was like, ooh, shadiness. And then I looked her up on LinkedIn and it's like, she's a director of operations. So she's not actually like calling people and like making them give up their life savings to look skinny. But she looks so different from her LinkedIn picture. And I guess her younger picture, she's way more fit right now and very... Huh. Buff.
Yeah, I mean, she does look buff.
She's
so boring. Yeah, I will say she was probably the least energetic person we saw. She was just the monotone the whole time, I feel like. Like, she was like, why am I here?
Yeah, I'm just like, why are you here? Like, you clearly want to just go back to doing operations and living your best life, shift, like, scheduling people for their shifts at work and, like, looking at dashboards, like, do your thing, leave Big Brother alone. I'm not sure why they cast her, but the only thing I could think of is that, like I said, everyone looks like a previous house guest, and she reminds everyone the most of Christmas. And so maybe... that's what they were going for. She's very Christmassy.
I didn't think of Christmas. I thought of like Brooklyn from, was it 26? And then Brittany from 16. Like, yeah, that like sort of late 20s, 30s, like kind of I could see getting in drama because she said she's very brutally honest in all this. And I'm like, that's not what we want. Or that's maybe for TV, but
yeah, I don't know. And brutally honest to who? Like your staff? Like that's different from being on Big Brother. But let's see how it plays out. When they asked her if you were like up for showmances, she was just kind of like, well, not really, but you know, it could happen. Like, let's see. But like I said, I don't know who she would showmance with.
Maybe no one in here.
Survivor guy? I don't know. I don't even know if he's.
No, he's married. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't see anyone in here on her like sort of level, I would say.
No, I said like maybe Chuck, they might relate in their boring way since they're both like professional, like real professionals with LinkedIn accounts and stuff. I don't know, but we'll see, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She says people are intimidated by her height and her tattoos. I'm like, okay. I don't know. I could see her getting into arguments with people. I don't know why. I think it's just
maybe
like
after a couple of drinks too.
Yeah, which I know they ration those in there, but she just didn't. She wasn't super energetic, and I don't want to hate on that because, like, I know casting is a long process, but like I was just hoping for a little bit more something.
Yeah, I know, and not everyone has to be like an extrovert, but yeah, she wasn't like really giving us much.
I agree. I have high hopes because I know he's a big fan. He also is a fan of Survivor. And he, you know what I do like? Sometimes when people are just real and be like, I need the money, I like that because I'm like, yeah, if you want the fucking money, you'll do whatever. Like, I think he's at least hungry for that. Obviously, I'm sure he wants to be on TV too. That is a part of it. But I do like when people are like, I want to win. I'm not just here for the followers or whatever. So I'm sure there's a little bit of that as well. But I got good energy from him.
Yeah, they asked everyone, like, you know, why do you want to be on Big Brother or how do you feel about being on Big Brother? Honestly, for me, I was less interested and excited about being on Big Brother than the fact that I could, like, just snatch everyone's money and walk away with 500K. Like, I wanted to win and I wanted to win the money. I didn't necessarily need the money, which I think also bothered some people, but I just wanted to win it, you know? But I have noticed that people who are desperate to win it don't do well.
So there's also
you
that
have to strike a medium. Yeah.
There's also that. That's a good point. And yeah, I like when people are honest about, for some reason, I just like when people are like, yeah. And I will say at the end, does it ever come into play? Not really. Like when people are like, oh, I want to reward them because they need the money over that person. I don't know if that actually ever comes into play realistically.
I know in my season, if it had come down to Allison and Rob, as much as I couldn't stand him, I would have given it to him solely because he had a daughter and he was like a single parent or whatever it was, over Allison, who would probably like blow it on spring break trips or something while she was in law school. So there is a little bit of that like judgmental like justification. And so I think that if I personally knew that someone really needed it for good reasons, I would be inclined to give it to that person, but I wouldn't want to hear them talk about it all summer.
Interesting. I wonder if that's changed over time. Cause yeah, I don't know. I think people get petty sometimes and they're like, I don't really care if you need
them. I think the timing has to be right. And your the audience has to be right of like who you're telling. Cause I've seen on other shows too, where people are like talking about it. I'm just like, oh my gosh, shut up. I don't want to hear your sob story. I'm like tuning in because I want to see like gameplay. So yeah, but he has a good point. He has to like pay off his debts from all his like extravagant costumes from the Drag Race. And I can appreciate that.
Yeah. I like the honesty, but you're right. It could get grating. Like if you're in a house with someone all summer, I don't need to hear your everyday, like, oh, you need it more than me because X, Y, Z, like whatever. Yeah. Totally understand that. Do you think he'll go far?
I think he'll go far enough because he looks like he can hold his own in competitions. And that he has like a little bit of that experience being on a show before. And I think that helps a lot. Going in and getting comfortable right away versus people who need like some more time to really like settle in. So I think he has that advantage. And I think because he has been watching the show for at least 10 seasons or so, I think he knows how things work. And so hopefully he doesn't try to win the first HOH because I always think that's a mistake. Yep. But I think he'll do okay.
Yep. I think they're going to love him in the diary room. For sure.
Oh, for sure. Like,
production's
we will love him and we will love him.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll give us what we need. I think anyway, because he's
good
a fan.
Diary room. Yeah.
Please. Okay. We got to get to the shirtless man here. Kamu Kirk. He's an MMA fighter, 32. What do we think?
He reminds me of that guy who, oh my god, he got expelled because he was mean to Janelle Hans.
Willie Hans.
He reminds me of Willie Hans, maybe not as explosive just because he does MMA doesn't mean he's violent, but I don't see him having a great time in the house because he thinks that he would be good at this, but I don't think he's going to be able to just naturally fit in and be social. I think he's going to take a lot of things personally. And this is just based on complete like BS, my intuition. I don't have high hopes for him. And I think they cast him to try to get the MMA demographics watching the show, to be honest.
And you're right, because he I think he admitted he's naturally too trusting, and I could also see him taking it very like seriously. He's giving Austin from 17 for me. Like if he does get far, I don't see him winning. I kind of see him as just kind of being someone else's number or someone else's sort of pawn.
Yeah, or a human shield.
He said he did mention Dan's funeral, which everyone mentions. I wonder like if he just watched Big Brother 14 and that was kind of it. Maybe one, you know what I mean? Or like the highlights.
Yeah, I think he said that he just watched some seasons on and off.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he said the Dan Giesling, I was like, oh, here we go again. It's always like Dan, Derek, and Will. And just, I'm just kind of like, have you guys got any other names? Any? You know,
my commenters are going to love that you said that. They're going to stan you for saying that. No, it's true. By the way, did you see, I don't know if you saw, I should have sent it to you. Taylor Hale mentions you all the time. Every time I'm like, what do you want to see? She's like, June Song, put her in there.
Oh my God, I love her. I love her so much. I would love to meet her one day. She has to come to Belgium. I can't, oh my God, I think I have to order the Playboy she was in. I never ordered it. I made a note to myself to order it because I love Playboys. I love the magazines.
Do you? Okay.
I have like old like ones too, like the one Pamela Anderson was in, like so good. Yeah, no, I love her. But like there are like really good dominant women out there who can play this game, and everyone's always like Dan and freaking Derek. I'm like, get over yourselves. Dan's not even that great anymore. He's also desperate now, I feel like.
Okay. No comment there. So Kamu, I don't know what else to say.
I think he's going to be a flop.
He's going to be working out a lot. That's about it, I would say.
And looking for protein that he can't find, probably, because I don't know what kind of food they're going to have in the house. But yeah, I don't think he's going to be very happy.
No.
What if he hooks up with Haley? Is they work out together.
I also thought that maybe they cast them because they're in like sort of a closer age situation. He's a little older, but like, I don't know. That could be explosive. The two of them. I don't know.
I don't want to see it, but yeah.
Also, like, do you think the shirt idea was his or production? Please take off your shirt for this.
I think production.
Okay.
Because they play everything up. And like, yeah, they definitely want to give him that persona. Like, I'm surprised they told him don't smile, you know, but yeah, they definitely want to give him
or go like persona. This is going to be his intro.
Oh my God. For
people who aren't watching, you know, they're going to put their fists off like they're fighting in the intro for sure.
Yeah, I think he'll fizzle out early.
I could see that.
Yeah.
This next person, I really liked her energy in the videos. And also, 57 years old does not look 57. Latrice.
I was shocked.
I was shocked. If I can look like that when I'm 57, would love it.
But I won't.
Wouldn't mind.
I don't work out or anything. But yeah. No, yeah. I was shocked. I was like, 50, what? She looks amazing. Yep. Amazing.
Looks so good. She said she's a big fan, that she's been watching since season 2. She admits she fell off and that she kind of, which I feel like everyone's had moments of falling off.
Didn't we all? Yeah.
Yeah. Like Survivor as well. She wants to become the oldest winner in Big Brother history, which I do want to talk about of like, it's so hard. I feel like when we don't have a lot of older winners, right? So
no.
How do we think Latrice?
Who are our older winners? They're all relatively young. Are they? Yeah, no, they're all in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
How old were you when you won?
28. I went in 27 and I came out 28. So I noticed there are a lot of like 27-year-olds. So I'm just like, maybe one of them will win because it's just faded. So it'll be either Taylor or Barrett or Chuck. They're all 27. But anywho, back to Latrice.
Yeah, thoughts on Latrice?
Because an older player has never won, I feel like the cards are not in her favor, especially because this cast is so young. And I know we have more people coming in, but they're also not like 57. So she's really, 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 really going to have to shrink herself in order to make it far enough to then maybe turn it up and dominate and get to the end. But by then people will be like, well, you changed. You weren't like this at the start of the season. Like you deceived us and wah, wah. I can see these people doing that. So I think she has it really tough. I don't think they did. It's a disservice to have put her on a season with such young people, I think.
Interesting. Okay. What about, we'll talk about Angela, but Angela's in her 50s. I don't know if they're really like the same kind of person. I don't know.
No. I mean, I could see them at like a potluck, maybe shooting the shit and getting along. Maybe. But I also don't see them like aligning. Although that would be amazing. That would be great. There would be so many good memes to come out of that. But yeah, I don't see Angela helping her out too much. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I like Latrice, and I think the fact that she's a salesperson will help her, but I don't see her winning solely because of her age, which sucks.
Statistically, I would have to bet against her just because of that, which sucks.
If I were a betting woman, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I really liked... I understand why they cast her in terms of, like, regardless of her age, I think she's really... Her energy is good. I think she is a fan more than some of these other people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think she'll be out early unless there's like some blow up drama or something. I feel like she might be okay for a bit, but.
Because I think she'll cook.
Ooh,
I think she will, you know, because I don't know how many of these people can actually cook for themselves aside from like throwing a chicken breast in the pan or something. But I think she'll end up like a little bit kind of being the mama and cooking here and there and getting along with everyone. And I'm sure I don't think she'll go early, but unfortunately I can't say she's going to win.
Yeah. I think that's a good point about cooking. Taylor mentioned to me, she's like, bring in recipes. And funny enough, Dee, who we'll talk about, when I asked her, would you ever play Big Brother? She goes, girl, 100 days, someone needs to cook for me. I don't cook. She literally said that. So,
yeah. I didn't go in with any recipes. Everything was off the top of my head. Even today, like when I cook, I don't use recipes. I don't own a cookbook. You just
are naturally good.
It just comes naturally type thing, you know? I say it all the time to Noah. I'm like, do you know how lucky you are? You live in a restaurant. And he's like, I know.
No, I does he know? Because it's true. Like, you either have it or you don't. I don't have that ability.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know you're living with a Big Brother icon? Like Latrice, but I kind of agree with you. I don't think we're going to see her. Let's talk about Lyric. She's 25 from Hawaii. She's an attorney. We've had attorneys before. What were your thoughts? Yeah. First thoughts on her?
Well, I looked her up on LinkedIn.
Love it.
And I was just like, where are you an attorney? But I guess she just does like private practice stuff. And it's a great plaque to hang on your front door. And like, meanwhile, she does a whole bunch of other stuff for fun. So I guess she's, you know, doing okay as an attorney. But yeah, there was like nothing on her LinkedIn and there was no picture. So I was like, oh, interesting. I wonder if she did that before the cast reveal or if it's always been like that. I was like, you know, like, so of course I Googled, I was like, is Lyric Medeiros really an attorney? Apparently she is. And apparently she's super smart. She graduated early and whatnot. I think she's going to flop hard.
Okay.
Because she's so caught up in the persona that she's put out there and that she has to keep up. And just like kind of like the pressure of being like Glenn. Oh my God, I love that song. I used to sing it all the time in karaoke. I think she feels like that pressure of being his daughter and having to put on this like perfect front. She's gorgeous, beautiful, but I think she's going to flop because she's not going to be able to really, really, really play the game the way she's supposed to.
Wait, hold on. Did I completely miss this? Is her father famous?
Glenn Medeiros?
I did not make that connection.
Yes, he...
What?
Oh my God, now I can't even think of...
This is why you're on the podcast, because I'm like, I did not...
Love for you, how much I love you. Oh my God, what is that song? Isn't that the song for it's a Disney movie.
Nothing's gonna change my love
for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. Yes.
Okay.
I was so excited. Yeah. But she's a Nepo baby.
She has a brother named Cord. And her name's Lyric. Okay.
My Got name it. Is June Song. So June Song Medeiros. I could be his kid.
We also have a Melody on the cast. So
I know. Very... I know. They should bring me in and just be like, we have a song in the house.
June, they need to fly you in from Belgium because apparently they're having some random cameos this summer. So I would love to see it.
Speaking of which, I could have made my TV comeback.
What?
Yeah. Can't share any details because I signed contracts, but obviously it didn't happen because I'm still here. But
oh yeah. My God.
I could have been back on your TVs very soon.
Okay. Maybe we'll talk after this.
Maybe.
Do you still see it in the future, June, being back on TV?
Once.
At some point?
At least.
One more time.
Minimum. Yeah.
Okay.
I see it. I've always felt it. But it was just never the right time.
Yep.
Because I was like, you know, at a restaurant, I was separated, then divorced, then going through a custody battle, and Noah got sick, and it was just never the right time. However, I will say in the last couple of years, I've been getting lots of phone calls. Are you
as you should.
This? Would you do this? Are you interested in this? And every time I was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't think this is what I want to come back to. If I do come back, it has to be like bigger type thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who do you think you are? Like, get over yourself. Just like, go back and do it. So I did say yes to something. And it got very far, like to the point that I was like packed.
Wow.
And ready to go. And then it just didn't happen. But yeah, that's okay. Why you know, I'm looking extra sexy tonight because I'm trying to like get people's attention.
You got our attention, June. You don't need to do anything. Put her back on TV, damn it. Yeah. Jesus, we waited too long.
No, I'm not like clamoring, but I'm like, if it's right, I'll do it.
And as you should, like, you should be picky. Like, you don't need to be doing anything, but no. Okay. Well, we're going to talk. I'm going to ask you after this. Okay, so she's a bit of a Nepo baby. My concern because once these American Idol clips started circulating, I'm like, okay, so she's there for her career in music. I think she might have, again, I don't know her, maybe she went to law school to like, you know, say, hey, I went to law school, I did this myself, and now I'm going to be a singer.
Plan B.
Yes.
Yeah, she had a plan B, which is very smart. But also I think that she just for like almost 400,000 followers
on Instagram. Okay.
So I don't even know how much more she needs, but she's definitely, you know, like here for the exposure and the visibility. And CBS would probably be like, oh great, she has 400,000 followers. That's like, you know, possibly 400,000 new viewers of the show. And then maybe, you know, it's kind of, I think, like a Frankie Grande situation where it's like famous adjacent type thing. So I was a little bit like, okay, she's going to flop. I'm not expecting too much from her. All of her answers were very like polished and just like one level above Haley, I felt like in authenticity. So, but she's gorgeous, beautiful, like
stunning.
Perfection. Yeah, but I think she'll just be a disappointment.
She'll be in a showman's for sure.
I don't know if Daddy Glenn would approve of that, but we'll see.
Oh, you're right. Because she did say, I think she said she didn't want to do a showman's, right? Is she the one that said that? I believe so.
I think so. And also, I just don't think she would put herself out there like that and possibly tarnish her image.
All right, great point.
Who knows? Ugh. Yeah, who knows?
We need messy. I don't want people worrying about their image.
Exactly. That's why I think she's just going to be boring.
Yeah. Okay, actually, we're skipping around. Sorry about that, guys. But we're going to Josh next.
I think it's Josh.
Oh, is that how you pronounce
it? Josh. Oh, yeah, which is annoying. But whatever.
We already have a Josh in Big Brother.
It's true.
Financial analyst, 24, from Jersey. I believe I saw TikToks floating around of him. So I think he's a TikToker, which
he's a TikToker, vlogger. I don't. He has like a caricature, a persona.
Yeah.
He's over the top all the time, which is like super exhausting. And I say this because that used to be me. So I know like how exhausting it could be. Also, I'm like financial analyst, who, where, for whom, like for yourself, because he has
no LinkedIn. Did you check his LinkedIn?
Yes, he doesn't exist. And so I'm just kind of like, oh, maybe he's like, just, he does it for himself. And that's the title he's given himself. I don't know. I'm just like, how do you have time to be a financial analyst when you're like pushing all this content out, like these daily vlogs?
It's so interesting that they're downplaying other, like they're putting him, they're not putting him as a content creator or a TikToker. No. They're putting, yeah, they've done this before. I don't understand sometimes. I'm like, why are we lying? Like, okay, so that makes me not super high on him, just because I definitely think he's going to be doing things for the camera and it's probably not going to come 100%. Off authentic.
100%. And he's not going to play. Yeah. He's not going to play. He's probably going to be playing for screen time and playing for like just power alliances so that he can be on screen as much as possible and get more exposure. But yeah, rumor has it that he was a last minute replacement for someone else.
That is true. Yep. He's an alternate.
He's an alternate. Yeah. He could also be a first boot. Yeah. He's up there.
He might be it. Yeah. I don't have much more to say about him, to be honest.
Everything is like, everything he does is over the top. Like he can't even like open a door like a normal person. Like everything he does is over the top. And that gets annoying.
Let's talk about Mallory. Because Mallory might be, I heard that she's very different on social media, people are saying, than what we saw in this video. She's 24. I mean, she's clearly smart. She's a rocket scientist. But like, it's almost like she's giving nerd. Then you go to her Instagram and it's giving sorority girl. This is what I'm hearing.
But CBS is great like that. They love to just like stereotype, typecast people. But yeah, now everything is out in the open. So like, it's definitely, the vibes are not matching. I did check her LinkedIn profile as well. And she had a few, like she dabbled in like web design. She dabbled in social media, interning, like, and then now she's a rocket scientist. And so I think that's like super cool. We finally have this like super duper uber smart girl on the season. And her LinkedIn was very, like I wrote, LinkedIn is very wholesome. Yes. It was just a very like all-American, wholesome girl. But yeah, her Instagram pictures are all like, you know, wearing bikinis and little like booty pants. And then meanwhile here, it's like, oh, hello, I'm a rocket scientist. I'm like, why do you guys do that? Like CBS loves doing that.
It's giving Kelly from last season. She's like a carbon copy to me. It's like Kelly.
So because I didn't watch last season, I was like, she is a mix of Christine.
Okay.
It was like 16. Obsessed with Cody. And what did I write? Oh, and Nicole Anthony.
Franzel?
I was like, not Franzel. Anthony. I was like, oh, she's like a hybrid mix of those two. And then I saw pictures of Kelly and I was like, no, it's Kelly. Because I didn't watch.
Yeah, it's all of them, honestly. It's like a mix.
But Kelly wasn't that smart, right? So Mallory is super smart.
I do super think smart. Her answers were very short and sweet. She wasn't someone who just like was elaborating and talking a lot. I don't know how I can't get a read on her. Like, what do you?
Because she's so smart, and like people who are that smart, like just they communicate in fewer words because they can. I would equate her a little bit to Drew in that they're both a little bit quirky and not like Ken and Barbies.
Okay.
So I think they're interesting picks. I think she's super smart and I think she knows the game. But then like we've had people like Ian and Steven.
Steve,
like, those like really like Steve, like those really smart people who have a hard time fitting in. But I think she'll be okay because I think she's like a sorority girl.
That's true.
Co-ed, social butterfly. But I'm curious if she's going to tell them that she's a rocket scientist.
I think she said she plans to hide her career, which I usually do not advise, because like I hate when I was saying Zay from last season was like a sales rep, and he's like, I'm gonna hide that. I'm like, why? Like, that's stupid.
Dumb. But that's dumb. But like aerospace engineer, it might be worth it.
Yep.
To just be like, I don't know what kind of barista. Like, why can you come up? I'm a barista at NASA.
I work at NASA, but I'm like the custodian in the bathroom.
Yeah, she could be an assistant at NASA. But yeah, I don't like people lying about their occupations either, but I think she should.
Okay. I think she plans to, which is good. Yeah, I can get a good read on her. I feel like because it was such a disconnect between what we see on social media versus the video, I kind of, she's like a wait and see for me. I kind of have to like see her in there.
That's good. I think it's interesting. Yeah. Keep things interesting.
Yep. Let's move on to Melody. She's 24. Now, she said she's a corporate game show host, which I'm not really sure I understand. But then she's going to say that she, what was she saying? Is she a bartender or something? I don't know. She was going to lie about that, which whatever.
But then
that's
if
fine.
You say you're a bartender, you have to know the
was it bartender?
It might world.
It was something else. It was something like that, which she said she also does. What was it? Someone's going to correct me in the comments. Oh, okay. But
I did look through her LinkedIn and I saw that she also did some social media stuff. Like, she didn't have too many serious jobs. It seemed to me as I read her LinkedIn, which I do as a professional, I was like, she's really lived a great, fun, carefree life, according to her resume. And there's no such thing as a corporate game show host. What she does is, like, you know, when you're working in corporate and you go to these like corny team building events, and like let's say there's like a quiz and you like break up into teams and there's someone moderating, that's what she does. And so
I hate that
corporate game show host sounds really great and professional, but it's not a real thing. Yeah, I hate team building, period.
Me too. Like, it's so cringe.
Like, I am like the, what do you call the Irish goodbye? Like, I don't even say hello. Like, I'm just like not there. And people the next day will be like, were you there? And I'm like, yeah, I was. Yeah, no, no, leave me alone.
This is why I love you. She said she's watched Big Brother since she was in the womb. I don't know.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I guess because her mom watched it.
This happens a lot where people will be like, my parents watch. And by osmosis, I know, but I don't know how deep in the lore she is. But
no, I don't think she is. And I think that I wouldn't say that she's like dumb, but I don't think that she's going to be like the sharpest strategist. And I don't see her making big power moves either. I think she's just going to have loads of fun and it's going to be a great summer for her. And it's going to be very on brand for her. Mm. Life so far, which it just seems like things might have come a little bit easier for her, and like I think her looks haven't hurt her, and I think she's just gonna have a good time this summer and possibly showmance.
I agree. Maybe she will hook up with like Kamu or something. I she's a showmance person too. I'm just like
100%. So yeah. It could be Kamu, it could be anyone really, and it could be Yash, who knows? Josh. I think she's up for it.
For sure. I think that's why they put her in there. This guy, I don't know. Rome, 20, pickleball coach.
He doesn't look real. He doesn't look real.
Right.
You know who he looks like? He looks a little bit like did you watch Beef season 2?
No.
He looks like he could be like a tennis pro or like someone working at like a really fancy, you know, tennis club, like resort.
I mean, he's a pickleball coach, so
pickleball coach. He looks unreal. Like and I think James Ryan had said on Instagram, like he probably tried out for Love Island and didn't get it, or like meant to try out for Love. And I believe that, because there are people who like sign up for shows, apply to shows, and get rejected, and then the casting person is like, well, why don't you try this? And, you know, they like hop over. But yeah, I think he's just, he doesn't look real to me. Like he just, I feel like anything he says or does will make me laugh. I hope, because he just looks like a comedian in that pose.
It's giving AI for sure.
It is. That's why I'm like, all these people look like they're AI, but I feel like he will showmance. But when I first saw him, I was like, okay, showmance. I actually put like green colors on all the people I think by showmance, and it's a lot of green. I think we're gonna have a lot of showmances. Yeah.
100%. He might be fun in the sense that he says he's a competitive trash talker. So maybe he's just gonna be like trash talking people, which I wouldn't hate to watch.
I will watch it, whether it's in the diary room or to people's faces. I think that's to be seen. If he clashes with Kamu, I think that would be really fun to watch.
Ooh, okay.
I think if they both have egos and are competitive.
I could see them probably both being very into the competitions. Yeah.
Definitely. Yep. So they'll either get along or they won't. And then we'll see some conflict. And we'll see who aligns with whom.
Yeah, I don't see him as super strategic. He said he's watched 3 seasons or something. I'm not hating on people that aren't like big, big fans, but he just doesn't seem like he's one of those people that's going to go in. I think a few of them on the cast that aren't going to fully understand what the live feeds are, like that they're being like,
no.
There's always people every year who don't fully understand. And I think
he's going to be basically like Kevin from Bling Empire that went into Traitor season 2. And Janelle was like kindly explaining, like, that's bananas, that's, you know, and Kevin was just like, what challenge, like, just, I think he's going to be one of those people, but then there are people like Barrett, who might align with him and explain things and be like, okay, next, the veto competition is probably coming next, this is what we should do, blah, 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 blah. But like, I think it's good to have a mix of people who are like super fans and have watched a few seasons and people who have watched nothing, because I think it's more realistic.
Agree. I know people, I don't love when there's all super fans. Like I know Survivor's gone that way a little bit, but it's just, it becomes like little, like I like once in a while, someone gets like the Dodo edit, you need that. You don't want all strategists in there. It's just not as fun.
No.
I didn't love him. The name thing was weird. He's like, my real name's Jack, but I'm only going to tell like certain people. I'm like, I don't think people care.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
might. I mean, maybe we won't remember you in a few seasons. Like, it just, you got, you know, what is your priority?
It was very odd. Did he have a LinkedIn, June?
I actually didn't check for him because I thought he was like not real. Like I was like, is that Will Ferrell's like cousin or something?
Oh my
like,
god!
He just gives
the mustache.
Off. Yeah, maybe it is the mustache. It's like a porn mustache.
It is. It is
old school porn.
I don't even see him on like Instagram. I don't know. But yeah, okay. I'm not like super blown away by him. I think
he doesn't have an Instagram. However, some Floridian newspaper wrote about like 2 of our own are going to be on Big Brother 28.
They love those.
It was about him. But I did notice that he doesn't have an Instagram, which is kind of like shady.
I that's weird. If you're a pickleball coach, don't you want to show off your pickleball? I don't know.
Or maybe like you want to stay anonymous because all the pickleball mommies are after you or daddies. I don't know.
It is a little bit of a cult. It's like a little, yeah, I get it. Okay. We got Taylor here. She's 27, elementary school counselor. What else? What do you think?
She used to be a teacher because I checked her LinkedIn. She started as a teacher and now she is a counselor. She was in my top 3. So it was her, Barrett, and Jason. And the reason was solely based on the fact that she's an elementary school counselor. And once you get in the house, these people turn into like children. And so I was like, she'll be great at this. She'll be able to like calm people down and maybe like appease everyone and like be a therapist and listen. Like, I want her to do well. I also heard that she might have also been an alternate.
That is accurate. She was an alternate. She got swapped in. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if that plays into, like, I'm sure it does, her going in there. But yeah, I think her, she's super, like, her videos were like a little, I saw this is the problem. I see the unedited versions. And so I see like the awkward pauses and like, is that okay? And so I guess I wasn't super high on her videos, but I agree with you. I think like having the ability to listen is, especially in that house, and having patience, like that is a very good skill.
And the interesting thing is, Haley said during one of her interviews that, which is really smart, she said, once everyone is out from sequester, because they've been like isolated, that everyone will just like be wanting to interact and talk, and that she was just going to do the listening, which I thought was really smart. If she wasn't so boring, I would have given her more points for it. But I thought, I was like, okay, Haley, you kind of get the whole social dynamics, human behavior. And I think that's why, similarly, I thought Taylor would do really well. And she's also been watching the show since she's a little girl. But I think because she has like a real job and she's a professional, that she was a little bit more low key in her interviews.
Did you see the rumor? I mean, this is definitely not true, but people are like, I think it was Tiffany or someone on ChatBCC, which I'm not deep in there on those streets, but someone said Latrice could be Taylor's mom. And I'm like, I don't think that's the case. I think Taylor was an alternate, by the way, too. So that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And I don't think they look alike. The volume and the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah, I think it's the hair, but I don't think they look alike at all.
No.
But imagine.
I know. I mean, I don't know if you have PTSD, but I like when sometimes they have secret pairs. Like, I liked season 6 to an extent, but it was also obvious they figured it out so quickly. So I don't
know.
I kind of, thing
I don't
also,
like it. I don't like it.
Obviously, June. You probably didn't see, but Julie Chen told me her dream scenario is that they'd put a bunch of men in the house and have them bro up, and then all of a sudden all their ex-girlfriends come in. And I was like, Julie, I think we've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. No, I'm just kidding. I did like the ending.
It means she misses me, because like she's like reminiscing about my season.
I should ask her about you one time, see what she says. I'm going to ask.
She'll be like, who?
I don't know.
She'll be so ice cold queen.
Yeah. Is there beef there? Or just like, she's never been like, do you feel like she's never been the biggest fan of yours?
Well, I was never the biggest fan of hers. And then like, I used to like blog for one season for CBS. And I would also shit talk her. And then her assistant called me and was like, can you refrain from talking about Julie Chen? And I was like, no. Is it in my contract? Then no. And so like, just ever since then, it's just been like, whatever.
I know
you love her.
I do. Because the thing with her is like, it cracks me up. She like malfunctions sometimes when she actually isn't, she doesn't have a script. And I just find it so endearing for some reason. Cause she's like, she goes off script. Like when she did the house tour, she was saying the most random shit. And I just found it so funny. Cause I'm like, what? But she's so different. Obviously she's the 10 bot. I don't know. I just find it funny. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Rick. I know you're not super familiar with him. He was just on Survivor 50 and he was on Survivor 38. What do you know about Rick?
I've just seen like clips of interviews with him, and I feel like he's very polarizing. You either love him or hate him, right?
I would say after 50, he's had a surgence of love, but I would agree with that. After his initial season, I think a lot of people, he was very polarizing. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I don't know if you saw, I posted a clip because I asked him if he would ever play Big Brother, and he...
I know.
What did you think of his answer?
I mean, I thought it was very honest and off the cuff and unfiltered, which is how I used to be.
Yep.
And, but like, I was 28. He's 41. He should know better. Just kidding. No, but it was like refreshing. And now he's going to have to like eat his words, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. But I think it's kind of nice to have someone his age who is so like brutally honest and just, you know, says it how it is. So I'm curious to see how he interacts with some of these people. He's also a director of communications, which is kind of like my wheelhouse. I do like marketing communication, stuff like that. And so I'm curious to see what he's like, but I didn't watch him, no.
Okay. Yeah, he's a former news anchor. So he's very like, yeah. So he's very good with his words. He's been on TV, obviously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, I hope the fans don't come for him, and I don't think they were, but I loved his brutal honesty because listen, this fandom can be toxic. He's not wrong. Like,
yeah,
he's just calling it like it is. Now, will I think it's hilarious that he's in there after saying it.
I know, so funny. Me too.
So June, he's very flashy with his gameplay. Like, he's someone that would make fake idols and like do all these tricks and kind of, and so he's very strategic. So I think we're kind of missing that on the cast. So I'm actually kind of happy he's in there. Cause did anyone else give you like super strategist? Maybe Barrett, I guess.
Maybe Barrett to some degree. And I think Mallory is going to be quite strategic. At least in the diary room, in the way she speaks to us and how she carries herself, I think she'll be kind of like very methodical and deliberate in her actions. And Barrett. And I think Jason, oh my God, yeah, I'm really regretting choosing him as my top three likely to win. But I think Jason will think that he's being like very strategic, but he'll be missing the ball a lot, I think. I think Taylor has potential, but I don't want her to get in her head too much because I think she'll take it too seriously sometimes. That's just the vibe I get from her. But Rick, the thing is, in the Big Brother house, you can't stand out too much or play too hard or, you know, make fake idols. It doesn't work as well as it does out there at Survivor, because in Survivor you're outside, you have like stimulation, you have like other elements to think about. In the Big Brother house, all you have is the freaking Big Brother house, and so people just really like to kind of like keep the peace as much as possible, if possible, because I think that's human nature. And so I don't think, if he wants to like rock the boat and do crazy stuff, I don't know that it'll be accepted or appreciated.
Yeah. So I'm worried about him for a couple of reasons that similar to what you said. He's going to be very entertaining to us, in my opinion. Mm-hmm, I think he's going to be dragging people in the diary room. I think he's going to, if he knows he's in trouble, he will throw anything at the wall. He is not going to go quietly. He is going to be someone like in his speech calling people out, which is shit I want to see. I just worry about him fitting in a little bit. Yeah. I worry about people thinking, oh, especially, I don't know if a lot of these people are going to know him, but even if they hear his reputation, I do worry. My saving grace there is having Angela Murray in there in front of him. Like,
sure,
she could be a smokescreen a bit, like, which we'll talk about. But yeah, I think Rick is okay for a few weeks. I think at some point, yeah, I don't know.
You know what would be great is if like the older people form an alliance.
Would love
protect each other and just kind of like split the house up and be like, okay, I'm going to handle these three, you handle those four. And just, we keep coming back every day and comparing notes. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Honestly,
I would love to see that.
We've never seen that. Have we?
No, never. Because I feel like we've always had like just one or two. One male, one female, older.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, if we have Latrice, we have Rick, we have Angela, that's at least three. That's a solid secret alliance.
And we'll talk about it, but I have a feeling, I would assume if you're going in there and there's three of you outliers, that you would try to work together, at least in the beginning. That would be my assumption. So I would, and we'll talk about D, but D and Devins didn't really play together much. They weren't really, I think D went out just at the merge. And so But in Ponderosa, obviously after the game, they got very close. So I know Dee and Devins are good. So that also, they can literally make a little group if they want themselves. It'll be interesting. I think we need someone like Rick in there, to be honest.
Yeah.
This one's also very polarizing, June. Did you watch BB26?
I didn't, but I saw like clips and like, I'm always like picking up on stuff on Twitter. Like the fans are awesome. I'm just like, what's going on today? And they're just like giving me like everything on the DL, you know? So I saw clips of her. Every time I saw clips of her, I was like, are you crazy? Who is this lady? So I think she's great for TV. Like, I think she's very entertaining. I think there are like just special people like her. Janelle has it. Rachel has it. Just who are good TV, who like bring us a lot of content that we get excited about. And I think she's like one of those people. So I'm actually excited to see her because I'm actually going to watch this season. So even though I missed her last season, I'll get to see her this season.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you probably saw the clips, the crazy eye clips. She cried over a charcuterie board that I think it was her HOH charcuterie board and someone else ate it. And she was like, how dare they? I'm sure we're going to get tons of references, by the way, this season of those things. Will she go in playing different or she's someone that wanted to go back. I know she really wanted it. Yeah. And part of me is like, she can try to downplay, but like, why? At this point, it's like, go in and be the Angela, get your screen time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I want her to play differently.
And the thing is, even if you say you will, it's not really possible because you are who you are, especially, you know, at age 52, like you're not going to change overnight. And maybe the first few days you'll be able to like switch it up a little bit, but you always like revert back to who you are. And so she said that she would try to be, I guess, less emotional and less explosive. But, you know, she is who she is. So I hope she's just herself. And I think she will be. I think she'll settle in.
I think she will be.
Eventually. Yeah. And I think it'll be good.
I think some people, like, of course, if you get on her bad side, you're not, it's not good. But I feel like people like Barrett are going to try to work with her because he's familiar with her. Again, I think Dee and Devins, if they're smart, would try to bring her in just because, like, people are going to target you for being the other, right? So,
right.
I don't think she'll be out early. I don't think she's going to win. I don't know if they would vote for her. Like, I don't know.
I would hope not, but just keeping in mind that everyone is so young and they are the majority.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's going to want to rock the boat and go against the majority. So that's the only danger I see in any of the older people or outliers, outsiders getting voted out if they have the guts to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be entertaining. That's all I know. The feeds will be entertaining, especially the first few weeks. But yeah, our last person, I want to put a disclaimer. Technically, this has not been announced, but I think it's silly to just avoid. She's in there. She already moved in. So let's talk about Dee. Talk to me about Dee from the challenge, because actually I didn't really see her on the challenge much.
Dee on the challenge was just kind of like very direct, competitive, athletic, talented, beautiful. I think Bananas was in love with her. For a few episodes. I don't even know if they dated afterwards for a while and it didn't work out or whatever it was, but I liked her. I thought she was just refreshing and she was just kind of like what you see is what you get type person. So I never saw her on Survivor, but I was impressed with her on the challenge. So I'm actually curious to see how she'll do because I think she'll be bored in the Big Brother.
For sure. That's why I worry that she's going to like have a showmance because she might get bored in there.
She might definitely. I can see her having a showmance, but she's still like very much head in the game type person. So even though she flirted with Bananas and like sat with him and like scissor legged with him and whatever it was and cuddled with him. They never like went full on, and she never committed to him. Like, if anything, she just kind of like had to like drop him at some point because he was like making everyone angry. And so she's good at playing the game while she's also like having a side thingy going on. So I think she'll be okay, but I just worry that she'll be bored because there's like nowhere to go and nothing to do. And
that's literally what she told me. She was worried just like 100 days.
Yeah. The challenges, some of them can be like, you know, like endurance or stamina, but you know, most of them aren't. So like, I'm just scared that she's going to get bored and be like, okay, I don't really care. Just get me out of here.
I think she's too competitive for that, but you nailed it. Not watching Survivor, it's so surprising. So basically she's the same person. She's very well-rounded. She's good at like, she's very, I mean, she's fit. She's flirty. Mm-hmm. She's charismatic. I think people gravitate to her. And it's funny, same thing on Survivor. She didn't have a full-blown showmans, but there was a guy, her number one was like, you know, people were shipping them together and it was definitely something going on there. But she, when she had to leave him out of a vote, she left him out of a vote. Like, she's not afraid.
My kind of girl.
And that's why I like her. And that's why, she won Survivor 45 because she knows she's just there. She's so competitive and I love it. Yeah. She doesn't let things get in the way, which I love.
I like her. No, and I respect that. It's like, there's like one job to be done. You go and you win. And of course now like everyone wants to be an influencer and get like 100K new followers and blah, 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 but like, forget about them. But like, I want to watch like hardcore playing. So I wasn't thrilled with the idea of Survivor people coming in because I was just kind of like, what is this? This is so messy. Like, were they just kind of like, let's just throw spaghetti on the wall and see if it sticks or not. Like, but you know, D and now this guy, Rick, now that you've told me a little bit more about him, I'm just kind of like, okay, they might actually mix it up a little bit and give us some action. I hope it doesn't like fizzle out, you know?
Me too. If they were going to put people in there, these two people I think are good picks for Big Brother. And I'm also interested to see what they say after the show, because I know Ceri had said she thinks Big Brother is the hardest game. And that's always, people are like, what's harder? And I'm curious what they think. But yeah, I think, do you think Dee as a winner, the fact that she won Survivor is going to come into play at all in terms of threat level?
So the thing is, like, every time someone like her, let's say, with like a past reputation, or even when returnees come, and I always think, shit, if I was new, I would be getting these people out right away. But it doesn't happen because like most people are sheep. They're not leaders. Their followers. And so unless like a really strong leader comes up and is able to influence and convince everyone, everyone just kind of like wants the safety and stability and not to rock the boat and not to like put themselves, you know, at risk. And so it doesn't happen. And you see season after season, people who have returned staying longer and longer because these people are just not taking action. And so I actually don't think it'll be a big deal. I think she'll do pretty well. And also because she's athletic and people will want to keep her around to maybe like win stuff and like help them out. I think she'll do okay, actually.
Yeah. I think she's so, she's very sociable.
Like you said, well-rounded. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to like her. And so I'm not as worried about her, funny enough, even though I do think she's probably the biggest threat in terms of like, She's the 100%. Whole package.
She is.
But yeah, I think that's the cast. I mean, what are our overall thoughts? Are we excited? I'm. Why are you tuning in this season, June? What has you tuning in?
I think because of my like almost return to television and it like in preparation for possibly making my comeback, I started watching like a bunch of shows to research and do my homework and see what kind of competitions are happening nowadays and what kind of people are being cast and what are the storylines. And so it got me kind of like excited a little bit again. And I thought, maybe I'll watch Big Brother this summer. Why not? And also, I feel like I'm just a little bit more relaxed this year than I was in previous summers.
You had a lot going on.
A lot going on. And I felt like I was just like fighting for my life. Yep. The past few summers where I was like, I was not in the headspace to watch Big Brother. And so I think this is it. I think I'm going to make my comeback. I might even blog about it here and there. We'll see.
Please do. Please do. Because people are clamoring for, I mean, not to, I'm not trying to hype you up. You already know this. You don't need me to hype you up. But the minute I say June song, people lose their minds. So,
aww, that's so sweet.
We'll all be waiting for that, June.
Okay, good. I have a Substack. So, yeah.
Oh, do you? I do. Okay. Send me the link. I'll put it in the link down below so everyone can check it out. Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you going to be tweeting or on one of these platforms?
Yeah, I'm going to be tweeting. I'll be on Instagram. TikTok scares the crap out of me because I'm such a boomer. And then I have Substack. So that's where I'll be.
Okay, love it. I'll link that all down below. Any last predictions for this season? Do you have a winner pick? Is Barrett your winner pick?
So Barrett is my winner pick. Now that we have everyone, I'm going to say, so my first three were Barrett, Jason, and Taylor, but I'm going to add D to that,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
So I think that's it. And like I said, I think we'll see the most showmances ever. And yeah, I hope some of these people prove me wrong and they're great at the game.
I'm happy to be proved wrong.
Same here. Because, you know, I've grown up a lot now, so I'm okay with being wrong every once in a while.
Sometimes.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited.
Real quick, was there anyone that gave June energy? Like you could see playing a June style game or not really?
No.
Yeah, I didn't really. I didn't really get that either, to be honest.
No, not really.
Would love to see it, but
you know, there's only one of me. You know, what can I say?
You can't replicate it. You just can't.
I cannot wait to come back one day, though, because there will be an all winners or an all legends. There, it will happen.
It's coming. I hope. I feel it. I feel it.
And all these winners slipping into my DMs, getting prepared. I'm just like.
See, I have so many questions I want to ask you, but I don't want to expose what you're planning.
Yeah,
and what
you would do.
So
yeah.
We'll have a one-on-one. Well, June, thank you so much for joining me. I've kept you way longer than I should have. You know, please come back anytime. Text me or message me. Let me know. We'll hop on if you're interested in talking about the season.
Thank you. You're so wonderful in so many ways.
Thank you. Tomorrow is the premiere, which is crazy. I'll be at the premiere party. I'll be doing exit interviews this year. I'll be doing recaps. I guess I can announce now. Thank you. My first recap guest will be Aubrey Bracco. She just won Survivor 50. So I think it'll be interesting to see her perspective. She's also a big, Big Brother fan.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be happy to talk with her. And yeah, just tons of stuff coming. And thanks everyone for listening. And I'll see you guys next time.